Hey, BillO'Reilly.com premium members, welcome to the No Spin News for Monday, March 23rd, 2020. Fight for your freedom and for your health. I have to add that now that we are in the pandemic. So another very important broadcast. I'm going to go through it methodically. You might want to have a pen and paper when you watch us. Some very good information for you and your family. So this bailout bill, I've got to tell you, both parties, but primarily the Democrats, are not looking out for you or me. So essentially what happens is that the federal government is going to spend about $2 trillion to try to prop up the economy. And that means getting workers payments, making it easier for individual Americans to survive if they lose their jobs, if bad things happen because of the coronavirus. But you got to pass a bill. You got to pass a spending bill. And the Democrats want to load it up with all kinds of Green New Deal stuff, things that have nothing to do with fighting the pandemic. They want to throw in all kinds of crazy stuff. Let me give you a few examples, all right? So Nancy Pelosi wants a $10,000 student loan forgiveness. That has nothing to do with it, all right? And then Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez wants cash payments designed to curb economic damage for everybody. Everybody. I don't need cash payments, all right, Congresswoman? And then Bernie Sanders, I mean, it's ridiculous. He wants everything free, everything, on the road to socialism. So they attach those things to the bailout bill. And then Republicans say, no way, we're putting Green New Deal stuff and socialism stuff in this bill. We're not going to do it. It's already quasi-socialism, but it has to happen because 330 million American citizens are in danger economically and physically. So you got to do it. I understand that. It's going to rack up the debt to $25 trillion, but we'll deal with that later. Now, the Republican Party, what they do is say the Trump administration will decide who gets all the money as far as the corporate and small business is concerned. You can't do that because then the Trump administration could lean on corporations in a variety of ways, saying, hey, you either cooperate with us or you don't get the money. And that can bleed over into the political realm. So the Democrats and me, too, are going, well, you got to be more defined than that. You just can't make all the calls about who gets the money. Because you could use it as revenge. You could use it as an incentive. The potential for corruption in that kind of a system is through the roof. So that's the Republicans. They're not as bad as the Democrats are just off the chart bad. All right, so the bill itself, I'm going to go over it very methodically tomorrow and tell you what you're going to get, what you're not going to get, and all that, okay? And I know concierge members have a lot of questions. I'm going to answer those questions tomorrow. If you wrote in over the weekend, I don't have the data yet. Let me see the data. I don't want to do speculation. Okay, so the big villains in the holdup, the delay of the bailout bill are Schumer, Senate Minority Leader, Pelosi, Speaker of the House, and the socialist part of the Democratic Party, which has taken over the whole party. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
A top super PAC for the Democrats launches a $6 million campaign to attack President Trump on coronavirus. So this is kind of counterproductive for all of us, isn't it? And the reason is that the polls, and I'll give you the numbers, are going up for President Trump. Most Americans think he's doing a good job handling the virus. If a vaccine comes and the panic eases before summer, Donald Trump will be reelected. Let me repeat. If a vaccine comes, and they're supposedly in phase three trials, before midsummer, he's reelected. Democrats know that. Press knows it. They got to do everything they can to try to destroy him now. The vaccine is everything. Let's go to the media. Okay, we got two things here. So NBC's White House correspondent is a man named Peter Alexander. I do not know him. All right, I've never met him. I don't watch NBC News much. I know Comcast, the parent company of NBC, hates Donald Trump. And that's evident in MSNBC and NBC News reporting. I've said good things about Lester Holt, the primary anchor at NBC. I work with Lester, Channel 2 in New York City. I respect Lester, but he's one man against a corporation. Corporation despises Donald Trump. So I'm going to run a soundbite where the president actually attacked Peter Alexander. Go.
Clarity, Dr. Fauci said there is no magic drug for coronavirus right now, which you would agree. Yeah. I guess on this issue,
I disagree. Maybe and maybe not. Maybe there is, maybe there isn't. We have to see. We're going to know.
Is it possible that your impulse to put a positive spin on things may be giving Americans a false sense of hope?
No, I don't think so.
Preparedness right now.
No, I don't think so. I think that, I think it's got...
The not yet approved drug.
Such a lovely question.
So what do you say to Americans are nearly 200 dead? What do you say the Americans were scared, though? I guess nearly 200 dead. 14,000 who are sick, millions, as you witness, who are scared right now. What do you say to Americans who are watching you right now who are scared?
I say that you're a terrible reporter. That's what I say.
I think
it's a very nasty question, and I think it's a very bad signal that you're putting out to the American people. The American people are looking for answers, and they're looking for hope. And you're doing sensationalism.
Okay. It is the president of the United States' job to calm things down, to give people hope. That's why in the beginning, even though Donald Trump stopped the flights from China, he wasn't screaming, oh, a virus is coming, like Paul Revere and the British. He didn't want to tank the markets. He wanted to maintain calm. And he was hoping, the president was hoping, that it wouldn't be that bad. Turns out it is that bad. Did President Trump do anything wrong in trying to bring some stability and calm to the situation? In my opinion, no. In Mr. Alexander's opinion, and Comcast, NBC's opinion, he did. He should have, in the beginning, jumped up and down, screaming and yelling, everybody's going to die, and we have to do X, Y, and Z. That's what they want. So Alexander and Donald Trump are set up opposed to one another. So Alexander frames his questions. You heard it. You can make up your own mind. If I'm there, I'm asking tough questions. If I'm there, ask Donald Trump. I ask the toughest questions of the campaigning for him. Nobody was tougher on Donald Trump than me. And you can Google it and see it. But would I frame it like you're giving Americans a false sense? That's what Alexander said. That's what he said. All right? Maybe giving Americans a false sense. Like, he's doing it on purpose to mislead. That's just awful. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout.
All right, here's my final thought of the day. This came out of nowhere. Everybody knows that. In January, early February, nobody thought about any virus, pandemic, isolation, collapsing economy, bad stock market, all of that. Nobody. I didn't have any clue. Although, as I said, I knew this virus was going to be troublesome. I had no idea it was going to be a pandemic on January 22nd, and I gave you a heads up. Now we are living history. So here's what I'm doing. I'm keeping a diary, diary of the pandemic. And every day I'm writing stuff down that I see. Now, in my hometown on Long Island, people have been good. Not too many nuts. However, some Americans are misbehaving. Write it down. Write about what you see, what you're feeling, how your family is reacting. Write it all down. Because that's going to be important in the future. Your mind will, you know, your memories fade. Keep in your diary, keep a media section and how, who in the media is trying to scare you, dishonestly reporting, all of that. And then every week or so, send me the names because I can't see everything. You see media doing bad stuff? Let me know. We'll see you tomorrow.